The Little Gym on Stray FM's Family Show.
Now that primary school places are allocated and with all the news about SATs this week, parents can be forgiven for their thoughts drifting to their kids heading to school for the first time in September. If you've got a little one that age, the nerves might just be starting to kick in. But there are some things you can do in advance to prepare your little one. I headed to the Little Gym in Cardell Park, Harrogate, to meet some of the parents and youngsters who take part in their fun gymnastic-based classes. Can these classes help prepare the children for heading to school?
I'm Chris, I'm a lead instructor.
And I'm Lily, I'm an assistant instructor.
So you're going to be seeing the Funny Books class today, which is our ages 3 or up to 4-year-olds. You're going to expect a lot of crazy and madness from them, because they're very excitable and love about getting their interests and their imagination side to this age group. And we'll be doing some nice, fun and basic skills around the gym.
This is kind of the stage where they've learnt all the basic skills, and then obviously with this class we introduce the slightly older children, so we just kind of progress the skills, the basic skills. So if they do like a forwards roll, maybe see in this class if they can stand up without using any hands to stand up. So just little progression steps with this one, really.
I asked Chris and Lily to explain to me why coming to the Little Gym could be really good for kids that are about to go to school.
We do gymnastics and skills with them, but it's not so structured in the fact that if the child wants to go off and explore, you know, we're not going to say, no, you have to come and sit with us. You know, that's just the part of learning and growing up, you know, experiencing things. If they do something and fall over, they know not to do it the next time that they try it. So it's just incorporating fun into learning. It's not restricting them.
It's a really good way to start to ease in a basic structure to their what they're doing. So we like to have them sit down, have a bit of a chat to them to start with. So it's a good way to learning to sit and listen without being too strict with stuff of being told. And then also learning how to listen, share with friends, loads of little key skills that they can learn, which will really help them when they go to school, and they'll just give a big advantage.
So as the class began with a musical warm-up, I popped out to the other side of the glass wall at the front of the gym to have a chat with some of the parents.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth. I'm George's mum.
Hi there, I'm Pam. I'm Ernie's mum.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm Eliza's mummy.
Hi, I'm Becky and I'm Chloe's mummy.
How are the parents feeling about their kids going to school? Are they nervous?
He can't wait. He'd start tomorrow if he could. I think the fact that he has to mix with different children and sort of strike up friendships in different environments has been good for him.
I think so. I think socially he's been able to, you know, meet lots of people his age and other types of little children as well. And he's having a fun time. He's always chatting to new people and everything, so he seems to enjoy it. It's like one big part of him.
I'm probably more nervous than she is, and she's really excited about going.
I'm excited for it. She's really excited about it, but also a bit nervous. I think it's, especially with her being one of the younger ones, it's quite a long day for her, 5 days a week.
I asked the parents if they'd seen any changes in their little ones since they started coming along to the Little Gym.
George loves it. He always has done since he was tiny. I think it's just a nice, safe environment for them to explore. And I found it's helped a lot with his mobility and his motor skills. And he's really grown in confidence socially and physically.
He's very confident now, and there's no fear factor. So it's just being able to sort of rein them in at home, really.
Definitely, because it means that they've got an independence and they've got an ownership about what they're doing.
Definitely each week she's come on with a new skill. I've actually seen it, which I was really impressed by, actually. There's been quite a lot of development quite quickly, and she's happy to go in. She doesn't know anyone in the class before she came, and she's quite happy to trot in by herself and have a great time for an hour and come back out and tell me all about it.
Before I left, of course, I had to find out what the kids thought of their class. Stand by for some cute answers as they tell me their favourite bits.
Hello, my name is Johnny.
Hello, my name's Dash.
Hello, my name's Eliza.
We've been playing with a unicorn. We're swinged on the bars.
Making Jake fall over.
You made Jake fall over.
And make him fall over forever.
I actually had to edit some of that out. A lot of very strange talk from 3-year-olds, but it's to be expected. Now, right at the end of the class, the lead instructor comes out to give the parents a rundown of what they've been up to and how the kids have got on with the exercises. This is Cara.
This week's theme was all about working together as a team. So the parachute was really great for that, all having to run around together. We did have a few children that kind of fell over, and then we had to stop all together and wait until they stood back up. And then I think it became a bit more of a game. Oh, who can fall over next? So we did put the parachute away after a while, and then we got our softy sticks out and did a few tumbling skills with those. So they did really great listening, it was great.
So there's lots to help put parents' minds at rest at the Little Gym and to help with the physical, emotional and educational development of their child. If you've never taken your child along, you can do a first session for free. Find out more on the website harrogate.thelittlegym.eu.
The Little Gym on Stray FM's Family Show.